Before we get to a devotion, what's on my mind this morning is eating bread. Like, if you follow keto at all, if you follow it strictly, I think pretty sure they tell you, you know, steer clear of bread. But it's kind of hard. Like, this morning, had some salmon out of a can and an egg. My poor man's mocha of a little sugar-free hot chocolate mix and some coffee. I don't know, whatever it is, I kind of like that, and then coffee to follow. But anyhow, and then I'm like, that didn't quite do it. What else extra? Maybe a little cereal? No, opted for some of this leftover bread from Panera. We give away at church on Sundays, and so toasted that. But then, you know, I'm like, I don't know, where are you at with bread? I mean, it's kind of hard when you just say, yeah, completely no. Yeah. How about moderately? That's kind of my approach on it. Anyhow, that's what's on the goofy thing on my mind this morning. It is a foggy Tuesday, 67 degrees here at WWIB. And I try to have audio for today in history, and I don't have that today. So anyhow, I can tell you that on this day, Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry was born in 1921, the 104th birth anniversary for him. 1976, President Gerald R. Ford won the Republican presidential nomination at the party's national convention in Kansas City, but then narrowly lost to Carter, kind of made that boondoggle in the debates with Carter, famously, where he didn't recognize that Poland was one of the Iron Curtain countries or something like that. 2004, on this day, internet search engine Google went public. All right, this morning, for the devotion, something I saw on Facebook from Parker Palmer. He says, a while back, I received an email from my friend Valerie Cower, author of See No Stranger, addressed to folks who follow her revolutionary love movement. These were her opening words. Our world is moving with breathless speed. Here is my wish for you. May you step away from the noise and find a quiet moment, away from devices and the news cycle and other people's opinions, until you can hear our own soft, still voice. May you ask yourself, what role do I want to play in this moment in history? Who do I want to be? What does it look like to hold fast to my deepest convictions and stretch myself beyond what I thought possible? What do I need to be brave with my life? As always, writes Parker, Valerie's counsel is sound and her questions are right on, at least they are for me. She puts me in mind of one of my favorite poems, How to Be a Poet by Wendell Berry. Parker says, I've always thought the title could be How to Be a Human, because the poem is all about coming back to our deepest selves, to our own identity and integrity. Once you get grounded in that place, it's easier to make risky decisions and take risky actions that serve not only you, but the common good. Memo to self, stay away from the whirl of politics for a while. Ask yourself what integrity requires in this moment of national peril. Practice standing on that ground until you get strong enough to say, this is where I stand. This is what serves the cause of love, truth, and justice. Silence is not an option. No matter the fallout, I will not betray my own integrity or that of my brothers and sisters. Then dive back in. And finally, he does leave us with that poem, How to Be a Poet, to remind yourself, from Wendell Berry, that reads like this. Make a place to sit down. Sit down. Be quiet. You must depend upon affection, reading, knowledge, skill, more of each than you have, inspiration, work, growing older, patience. For patience joins time to eternity. Any readers who like your work doubt their judgment. Breathe with unconditional breath, the unconditioned air. Shun electric wire. Communicate slowly. Live a three-dimensional life. Stay away from screens. Stay away from anything that obscures the place it is in. There are no unsacred places. There are only sacred places and desecrated places. Accept what comes from silence. Make the best you can of it, of the little worlds that come out of the silence, like prayers prayed back to the one who prays. Make a poem that does not disturb the silence from which it came. Wendell Berry's How to Be a Poet, from Parker Palmer's Facebook post here on WWIB. Well, this is a different kind of story.
Yes. Have you ever wanted to be taller?
Sure.
Apparently, there's options now.
Yeah, more men are opting for leg-lengthening surgery, traveling to clinics in other countries for the procedure, which involves surgically breaking the femur
inserting metal rods,
and gradually extending them to allow new bone growth. Are you kidding me?
Leg lengthening. Now, I've always been jokingly told when I was growing up, oh, go get the board stretcher when you cut something in the wrong place. But apparently there's leg stretching. The surgery costs approximately $32,000. But it can increase your height by nearly 3 inches.
That's crazy. So my son, Dawson, on the drive, is taller than me. I think, I don't know, he's about 6'1". I could get up to his height with leg lengthening surgery.
Do you have 32 grand sitting around? The global limb lengthening industry is projected to reach $8.6 billion by 2030.
The procedure carries significant risks, including blood clots,
chronic pain,
joint issues,
and potential death.
Wow, it's not worth
it. How much do you want to be taller?
Not that much. In one case, a patient died. This is no laughing matter. In one case, a patient died from a blood clot shortly after the surgery.
Also, recovery is lengthy and requires months of physiotherapy and strict medication adherence. That's a lot. I mean, you hear the side effects on some of these medication commercials, like, wow, that seems worse than my malady. With this as well, too, you can spend 32 grand, you might grow 3 inches, and you might die. I mean, really?
Wow. That is something. Yeah. One of the more popular
surgery centers is a place called Wannabe Taller.
Yeah, in Istanbul, Turkey.
That just inspires a lot of confidence in me that that's the name of
it's
the
like
surgery center.
In some kind of magazine in the very back, right?
Yeah.
Read about it. Well, it is interesting. We've had Root Beer Float Day, and today we learned that it is Black Cow Root Beer Float Day, which our friend Keith and Owen doing the research, finding out that is a root beer float made with chocolate ice cream. I've never had one of those before.
You know what? Seems worthy of being tried.
Absolutely.
It's Tuesday Trivia, and what a prize we have for you. Maybe you've seen on our WWIB Radio Facebook page that we're giving away some last-minute Dell's getaways for a couple or for three people. You can still sign up to win those. We'll do the drawing a little bit later on. Watch out for spam accounts, as always, on Facebook. But we've saved the best for last here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We have another family four-pack of tickets for Wisconsin Dells for you to use. Just got to use them up by Labor Day for most of these. We have four passes for the Upper Dells Boat Tours, four passes to the Dells Zipline Adventures,
wow,
four passes to Top Secret, and four Noah's Ark tickets. How about a pre-Labor Day getaway?
I've been to all of those. That is a ton of fun.
Yes. Several hundred dollars worth of prizes here. Tuesday Trivia, 715-723-2555. You can use them yourself or gift them to others.
But
here's
Caleb,
our question.
We are not just going to freely give them away. I mean, you're going to have to work for them.
Indeed. 715-723-2555. We're talking museums. We were chatting about museums the other day. This was not one of them, but maybe should have been. Here's our question. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 of these. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555. That's all we're giving you so far. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? For all of these Wisconsin Dells tickets, just got to use them by Labor Day.
They are listening to us in the Noble House in Menominee, and they are our first caller. Isn't that right?
Hey, it's Chloe.
It's Chloe. All right. Chloe, what's your guess this morning?
Paintings.
Paintings.
Yeah.
This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 paintings. Paintings very common in museums. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Chloe.
It's not it. Call us back, Chloe. 715-723-2555.
But the laughter and giggle of a little girl to start the show is very welcome.
Indeed.
Keep those calls coming here at WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and we'll get you right on the air. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
Wow. All right, try again. All right.
We're talking museums, and this unique museum, we're not going to tell you its name, has a collection of over 5,000 what? Over 5,000 of these for all of these Dells tickets.
Yeah, it's hundreds of dollars worth of value. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jeff from Thorpe.
Hey, Jeff, good to hear from you. What's your guess?
Butterflies.
Butterflies. A butterfly museum. Okay.
I got to say, when I was in Branson, I do remember that we went to a butterfly. I don't know if it's specifically called a museum, but it was kind of like that. Could that be what we're looking for? Sorry, that's not it.
Appreciate the call, Jeff. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda from
Hey,
Chippewa.
Linda. Thanks for saying hi to both of us.
I'm going to guess prehistoric bones.
Prehistoric like bones.
Okay, sure.
A lot of dinosaur bones.
Over 5,000 of them in total.
Could that be it? Sorry, Linda.
Good guess. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from for Tuesday Trivia on WIP?
Yeah, this is Jeremy from Owen.
Hey, Jeremy.
What do you think?
How about nutcrackers?
How about, wow, very unique.
Yeah, that's odd, peculiar, strange, different. Is that it? No, sorry.
Doesn't mean there's not a museum that has a collection of over 5,000 nutcrackers. Just not what we're looking for here.
Right? Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mary in Alma Center.
Oh, I'm doing the Max Alma Center Lincoln game Friday night on WOGO. All right, what's your guess, Mary?
Well, I'm going to say mustards.
Mustards?
Types of mustards.
Okay, sure.
Mary, I do
That's
know.
That's in our back door.
Okay.
In our backyard.
Yeah. Well, could that be what we're looking for? That's not it. I do know there's a, I believe there's a mustard museum in Madison. My daughter's talked about it, so.
Tuesday Trivia begins again, 715-723-2555. We have an incredible Wisconsin Dells family four-pack to give you. We're giving away some Wisconsin Dells passes on the WIB Radio Facebook page for that drawing coming up right after the show. But right now, we want to give you a chance to win zipline passes, Upper Dells boat tour passes, top secret passes, and Noah's Ark water park passes, four of each for a last-second trip before summer finishes up and the school year begins. But first, you have to call 715-723-2555 and answer this. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 of these. What are we talking about? I think we have a caller already on the line.
We do. Young Abel, 11 years old in Rice Lake. Hi, Abel. What's your guess?
A pencil museum.
A pencil museum.
That's different.
Sure.
That's, yeah, 5,000 different pencils. Could that be it? Sorry, Abel.
Thank you, Abel. Call us back from Rice Lake, 715-723-2555. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. This is Rochelle from Eau Claire.
Hi, Rochelle. What do you think?
Is it bobbleheads?
Is it bobbleheads?
Oh, that would be cool.
There's one down in Milwaukee, right?
There is,
bobblehead
yeah, the
Museum.
The Bobblehead Museum is in Milwaukee. We got a lot of great museums, right? The Harley Davidson. Could that be it? Sorry.
Not what we're looking for today, but again, a lot of these, there probably are museums dedicated to these.
What's the one we're thinking of? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Lincoln, and I'm calling from Oakland, Wisconsin.
Hey, Lincoln, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Wow. All right, Lincoln, go ahead, buddy.
What's your guess?
I think
the rocks.
Rocks?
Yes. Rocks. Is it rocks? A museum with a collection of over 5,000 rocks. A lot of museums have rocks, right? Some very interesting geologic formations. Is that what we're looking for, Lincoln?
I'm a child of the 70s. They had pet rocks. So
sure.
Thank you.
Call us back with another guess.
I think I've got a gift from one of my daughters. It's got a little rock, and it talks about just kindness, the importance of that,
sure.
Which we emphasize here on WWIB. I'm sorry, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
Sorry, Chloe, I was kind of gabbing. Okay, good to hear from you again. How old are you, Chloe?
I'm 12.
12 years old, wow. You're going to be a teenager next birthday. All right, what's your guess this morning?
Marbles.
Are we talking about a museum with a collection of over 5,000 marbles? The tiger's eye ones, that's probably worth a lot.
Could that be it? Sorry, Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? 5,000 of these.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carrie from Eau Claire.
All right, Carrie, what's your guess?
I'm going to say paperweights.
Oh, paperweights. Sure.
Yeah, seems like you used to hear about those more, maybe, than you do today. Could that be it? Sorry, Carrie.
715-723-2555 for this family four-pack. Four passes each to four different Wisconsin Dells attractions, including Noah's Ark.
All right, three more guesses. Otherwise, we push it back till after 8:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jeff from Thorpe again.
All right, Jeff.
Pez dispensers.
Pez dispensers. I do believe there is a museum dedicated to Pez dispensers. I think you're absolutely correct. Is that the museum we're talking about, and does it have over 5,000 of them?
Sorry, Jeff.
At least it's not the museum we're talking about, but now I want to look that up because I'm sure there is a Pez dispenser museum.
Okay. Hey, two more guesses here, unless we'll push it back. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Connie from Wisconsin Rapids.
All right, Connie, great to hear from you. What do you think?
Is it miniature books?
Miniature books.
Miniature
not
books.
Just
okay,
books, but
sure.
Mini books. Little books. Those are kind of fun. I've seen like a mini Bible before, but that's not what we're looking for. All right, one last guess before 8:45 and our next go around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Born Diggin. Thank you.
All right, Linda.
Candy.
Candy.
Just candy. Museum with over 5,000 candies.
You'd have like Willy Wonka or Sammy Davis Jr., the Candyman can. Could that be it? It's not it. So.
It is not. But if inquiring minds want to know, the Burlingame Museum of Pez Memorabilia is located in California. There's also one in Connecticut. The one in California has over 1,000 Pez dispensers.
Wow. Thank you.
Thanks, Google.
All right. Very
we don't
good.
Want you to be able to Google our trivia, but we will sometimes Google things while you're talking.
We for sure will.
Tuesday trivia, try number 3 here on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, your chance to win a family 4-pack of prizes to Wisconsin Dells. If you've noticed our social media, we're giving away some prizes there from Wisconsin Dells. Kind of a last-minute trip to the Dells because you have to use most of these up before Labor Day. So we'll do that drawing after the show is complete. But we've got the big prize here, 4 passes to the Dells Zipline Adventures, 4 passes to the Upper Dells Boat Tour, 4 passes to Top Secret, and 4 Noah's Ark Water Park tickets as well. 715-723-2555. The question we've been working on, Halvo, this unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? Over 5,000 of these. What are we talking about? 723-2555.
We've had a lot of great guesses. We'll keep it going. This is the last try for today, this round. Otherwise, tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Win It Wednesday or shortly thereafter. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Phoebe from Menominee.
Phoebe.
What do you think?
Toothbrush.
A toothbrush museum. I bet there's one of those around.
That would be interesting, but that's not what we're looking for, Phoebe. Thank you.
Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carrie from Eau Claire.
Hey, Carrie.
I'm going to try bananas.
Is it bananas? A banana Boy, museum with over 5,000 of them.
That art, right? The duct tape banana on the wall that sold for incredible price. Could that be it? It's not it. Sorry.
715-723-2555. Who wants to go to the Dells on our dime?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rochelle from Eau Claire.
All right, Rochelle, what do you think?
Paper clips.
Okay,
wow.
Sure.
That would be different.
Yeah.
Is that it? It's not. Sorry, Rochelle.
You got to kind of think outside the box to solve our Tuesday trivia questions, typically.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Hope from Eau Claire.
Hey,
okay.
Hope.
Hope, what's your guess?
Is it costumes?
Is it costumes? Cool. A museum with over 5,000 costumes.
That's a good guess. Could that be it? Sorry.
A lot of these, though, if they do exist, and probably many of them do, I would like to visit these museums. I think it's fascinating.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Phoebe Noble from Menominee.
Boy, we're getting a lot of these. Go right ahead. What do you think?
Flags.
Flags. Okay, sure. A flag museum.
Mm-hmm.
Could for 5,000 of them.
Be it.
Got right. it.
Good try.
This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what?
Give a free plug. My friend Tom Geary, Freedom Flag and Pole in Eau Claire, has a company about flags. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Liz from Menominee.
All right, Liz. We're popular in Menominee today.
We are.
I think it's Coca-Cola bottles.
Coca-Cola bottles.
I wonder if that would be in Atlanta, that museum. All right, there's been a lot of different shapes and sizes of those, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Liz. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? 5,000 of these for a chance to go to the Dells with 3 friends or family members.
We are down to our final 3 guesses for this Tuesday and then on to Win It Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Connie from Wisconsin Rapids.
Good to hear from you again, Connie. What's your guess?
Purses.
Oh, yeah.
I could see a museum for those.
Women love their purses. Could that be it? It's not it. All right. 2 more to go after Connie in Rapids. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall.
Good to hear from you, Sherry. What do you think today?
I'm thinking salt and pepper shakers.
Salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, there's got to be a museum for that.
Yeah, could that be it? You're calling to mind my friend Inez, right? She had potato mashers. She had more than 80 in her collection. But salt and pepper shakers, could that be it? No.
But you can go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee if you want to see the Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum.
You are quick, Mr. Google. One last check here this morning, unless you knew that off the top of your head.
No.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carrie again from Eau Claire.
All right, Carrie, you're determined. It's a great package to try to win. Go to the Dells here before Labor Day. What do you think?
I'm going to try lamps.
Lamps. I love lamps.
A light to our feet, a light to our path, right? All right, could that be it? That's what God's word is, that lamp. Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you all for trying so hard. And yes, we're going to do this again tomorrow morning. Tuesday Trivia becomes Win It Wednesday. We want to send someone to the Dells, and maybe it'll happen tomorrow. Clues usually start around 7:45, but ruminate on this, sleep on it, discuss it around the dinner table. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? We'll give you another shot tomorrow after 7:15.
I was kind of stumbling through Psalm 119:105. Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. But hey, Amy Grant, people can go to wib.com under the events tab and learn about that concert September 21st. Mm-hmm. Of course, she does that song.